HarperCollins presents The Make by Jesse Keane, read by Karen Cass. Gracie, December. Chapter 1, 18th December. The instant the police were ushered into her office over the casino, Gracie Doyle knew there was trouble brewing. She was slouching in her chair with her aching bare feet up on her desk after a long, long day. It was a cold, blustery Friday night, and in precisely a week's time, 7 days, count 'em, it would be Christmas Day. She was already sick of all the jingle bells and fake bonhomie, the endless Wizard and Slade tracks being pumped out of every shopping mall sound system, the crazed crush of people wherever you went. Bad things happened at Christmas. For instance, her dad had died just before last Christmas Day. Fatal heart attack, right there in the middle of the casino boulevard. Boom. 1 minute there, the next, gone. Gracie hated Christmas. Now she was just sitting, contemplating what she would actually do over the festive break. As usual, she'd made no real plans, and also, as usual, she hadn't even put up a tree in her flat. Fuck that. When there was a knock on the door. And two cops, one male, one female, were shown in by Bryn, the manager. Gracie's feet slipped from the desk as she sat bolt upright in surprise. Cops were rarely seen inside the casino, mostly because Gracie Doyle, 30-year-old daughter of the late Paddy Doyle, ran a very tight ship here in the centre.